UCOM, in collaboration with the ARC Kent County, is hosting a year-long volunteer event that begins with an inspirational, motivational kickoff Monday, MLK Day, at 9 a.m. I imagine your clocks and alarms are all ready for that 9 a.m. Bruce Roller, on behalf of UCOM, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Tammy Finn from the ARC Kent County. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, good morning.
Tell me about the ARC Kent County.
The ARC Kent County was established in West Michigan in 1950 by parents of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We've been a nonprofit in West Michigan since then, and we promote inclusion and the rights of folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
That Bruce Roller, Dr. Bruce Roller, Executive Director, United Church Outreach Ministry. We'll call you UCOM. One more time, give us your brand.
Yes, UCOM is the key resource center for Southwest Kent County. We invest in residents of Wyoming and Granville and Southwest Grand Rapids to provide material and educational support, food, clothing, pathways to economic security.
Here we are talking about a very important day for Monday, but a very important initiative you're kicking off. What's happening, Bruce?
Yeah, it's the beginning of something very special for us in that we're looking at is putting together the most diverse cadre of volunteers that we possibly can to be able to do the work that we do, particularly through our client choice food pantry. But in also other areas that we're working, so that we have lots of folks that start working on Martin Luther King Jr. Day and continue to do that throughout the year.
And Tammy, then how did this partnership come together between the ARC and UCOM?
Well, our partnership actually began in 2010 on a project called the Community Participation Initiative, and that was funded in part by the Kate Pugh and Richard Walters Foundation. The goal of CPI is to assist and persuade community agencies to open their programs to include folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And so that partnership has been established now for 7 years. And so when we saw the opportunity to go for the Martin Luther King Jr. National Day of Service Activities Grant, which is funded by the ARC United States, through a grant for the National Corporation for National and Community Service, we thought, what a perfect fit to build on the work that we've already established in our community. To promote and include folks with disabilities to volunteer on Monday and beyond. And I just have to say that Bruce and his staff have been leaders in including folks with disabilities.
For that. Bruce, give me more of a picture here. Beginning Monday, you want at least 20 volunteers with and without disabilities from that variety of ethnicities, cultures, races to work together to provide fill in the blank.
To provide service for our neighbors, yes. So that people that are food insecure, they're wondering where the next meal is coming from, can know that they can get good, nutritious food from us, and that they can also have an opportunity through that to segue into some of our other programs that will help with economic stability. And we get to do that by kicking off with some speakers, very important leaders in our community, two mayors, the mayor of Granville, Stephen Moss, and Mayor Jack Pohl from Wyoming are both speaking, and Mayor Rosalind Bliss has made a proclamation of this as UCOM and the ARC, Martin Luther King Day of Service for our community. So all of the areas that we serve are actually working together here. So we have the two mayors that are speaking. We also have some leaders from the disabilities community, Reverend Robin Saylor, who's a longtime volunteer at UCOM. She's been volunteering with us for close to 10 years. It says it's a place where everyone is welcome and where she feels welcome, not because of her disabilities, but because of her abilities. And that's what we want to to put across. Others, Lucia Rios, Reverend Justo Gonzalez, Rebecca Reinbrandt from the Community Services for the City of Wyoming, Brenda Brain from the Kent County Tax Credit Coalition, are going to be doing five-minute speeches where they give a word of the day to our many volunteers to motivate and encourage them to move forward. And then we'll do a volunteer orientation video by Dr. King, and then we'll go to work in 2-4-6-hour shifts of folks that want to volunteer for their day of service.
This is kicking off at 9. Where?
At UCOM, United Church Outreach Ministry. Our facilities at 1311 Chicago Drive Southwest in Wyoming. And we'll do a little breakfast and get together thing at 8:30, then at 9 o'clock the speakers, and then continuing with the day of service.
And do you still need volunteers to sign up?
We do, and that's an interesting question. We said we want 20-plus volunteers, but we didn't say how big that plus is. And our program director, Sean Keener, assures me that however many folks show up, she's got work for all of them. There'll be a place for everybody to choose the kind of work that's meaningful for them.
And as I plan my day, Tammy Finn, how long, will this go to lunch or until we're finished?
On Monday it'll go till 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But, again, we're building on a partnership we've established for many years. So folks are going to be volunteering beyond the rest of the year, and we're excited about the opportunity to kick this off on Monday.
And ultimately providing, as you mentioned, Bruce, access to healthful, nutritious food to at least 200 souls here.
Right, yeah, 200 souls. And we're anticipating that part of the goal will be accomplished in the first day.
Yeah. Yes. All right, well, as I often say, be careful what you wish for and the relationships that are successful. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, we're excited that we do have on our UCOM website some inspirational quotes from Dr. King and a video and some other things that stories about the upcoming program, and also a blog that I wrote on the beloved community, which was the way Dr. King described this coalition of people working together.
How do we find more information and or sign up to volunteer?
The website is a good starting point, ucomgr.org, or at the ARC.
Yep, the arckent.org. We have also links on our website.
Yes. Why that name, ARC?
You know, the ARC originally standard for Association for Retarded Citizens, and of course, you know, that was 60 years ago. And so as we progressed, you know, and across the nation, there are so many ARCs. We're the largest organization in the world for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So they decided at the national level that the ARC had such brand recognition that they decided about 8 years ago not to change the name. Mm-hmm. So it's not an acronym, it's just the ARC.
Yes.
So that's the story behind the ARC.
Thank you very much for your stories today, Tammy Finn and Dr. Bruce Roller. Take care.
Thank you.